Good morning and welcome to Simply Politics from China. It's Friday, March 29th. On today's show, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs highlights the tense situation on the Korean Peninsula, emphasizing that a political solution is the only way out. Plus, the Australian Intelligence Agency issues a warning about Chinese influence infiltration. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Politics from China. We start off with escalating tensions on the Korean Peninsula, where China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs has stated that a political solution is the only way forward. This comes after a United Nations Security Council vote on extending the mandate of the North Korea Sanctions Committee's panel of experts, which saw Russia casting a veto and China abstaining, resulting in the resolution not being passed. Celeste, our correspondent from Simply Politics from China, is here to delve into this issue. Can you tell us more about China's stance on this matter?
Certainly, David. Following the Security Council vote, spokesperson for China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Lin Jian, stated that China's position had been fully explained in its explanatory statement after the vote. He emphasized that the reasonable suggestions put forward by Russia were not adopted and the proposal countries insisted on voting while there was still time for consultation. This, according to Lin Jian, is not conducive to maintaining the authority of the Security Council.
And what about the ongoing tensions on the Korean Peninsula?
Lin Jian pointed out that the current situation on the Korean Peninsula remains tense. He stressed that sanctions and pressure alone cannot solve the problem, and that a political solution is the only way out. China hopes that the Security Council and all relevant parties will make constructive efforts towards this end.
While we continue to monitor the complex political situation in China, let's shift our focus to another region where Chinese influence is making headlines. Australian intelligence agencies have recently warned of Chinese influence infiltrating Australian politics. This has once again brought the issue of China's infiltration into Australia into the spotlight. Furthermore, officials from the East Turkestan government in exile, viewed by the Chinese government as separatist forces in Xinjiang, have openly stated that the Uyghur community in Australia is a target of Chinese infiltration and intimidation. Here to discuss this further is our correspondent, Bella. Can you tell us more about these allegations?
Certainly, David. Mamtemin Ala, the president of the East Turkestan government in exile, currently residing in Sydney, has pointed out that even Uyghurs in Australia are still threatened by Chinese spies. He stated that the biggest threat to the Uyghur community in Australia is the issue of Chinese spy infiltration. He also mentioned that Uyghurs in Australia are not only under Chinese surveillance, but also face intimidation. The Chinese Communist Party uses the families of overseas Uyghurs in China as hostages. If the overseas Uyghurs do not cooperate with the Chinese Communist Party, their families in China will suffer.
That's quite concerning. What about the Australian authorities' response to these allegations?
Mamtemin Ala believes that Canberra should not hide from the public what it knows about the activities of Chinese spies in Australia. He suggests educating the public about the scale of Chinese spy activities in Australia and encouraging the reporting of suspicious activities. Most importantly, he emphasizes that the Australian government must remain open and transparent about the threat from China.
And what about the Australian politicians allegedly manipulated by Chinese spies?
Michael Shoebridge, a former intelligence analyst at the Australian Signal Directorate and the Defence Intelligence Organisation, and now the Director of Strategic Analysis Australia, pointed out that the exposure of the issue of political figures being manipulated by Chinese spies reflects the existence of loopholes in Australia that allow Chinese spies to take advantage. He mentioned that several former Australian politicians have clearly received money from Chinese state-owned enterprises and have publicly made positive statements about the Chinese government.
What are the potential consequences of these allegations?
Shoebridge warns that the problem is exacerbated by Canberra's reluctance to take necessary measures against Chinese spy infiltration in order to maintain stable Australia-China relations. He suggests that if prosecutors were to file charges and expose the facts, it could potentially disrupt the stable relationship between Australia and China.
What does Mamtimin Alla suggest as a solution to this issue?
Mamtimin Alla believes that if Australia thinks it can maintain stable Australia-China relations by tolerating Chinese spy activities, it is a misjudgment of the situation. He suggests that Canberra should face the nature of the Chinese Communist Party and support the Uyghur commuter community in Australia. He emphasizes that Australia should protect itself from Chinese spy invasions and suggests that Australia should promote the legislation of the Uyghur Policy Act to legally counteract the genocide committed by the Chinese Communist Party.
That was Simply Politics from China reporter Bella. Thanks so much for being here. And on that note, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Politics from China. We'll see you back here tomorrow.